Well, I greet you as we come together to hear the word of the Lord. And even though we're separated from each other personally right now, we're not separated from the Lord. And we can still gather together and hear his word and study his word together through technology. And as you're at home, I invite you to take your Bible and join along with us. But even though we're separated personally, we're not separated from the Lord. And his spirit is with you. He's with all of us as we gather together and study his word and share together. So I just want to begin by reminding us of God's presence in Psalm 139, beginning at verse 7. It says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths of the sea, you are there. If I rise in the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, and your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, and the night will not shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So as we gather, God's presence is with us as you're there in your room or your home. As we're here together, God is with us. And as we share together around his word, know that we are joined together in heart. And even though we can't see each other and be with each other right now, God's spirit is bringing us all together. And this is interesting times we are in. But nothing can separate us from God's love, and nothing can separate us from each other. Before I share the message from the word that I have for us all today, I just want to join together in a time of prayer. We definitely need to pray for one another. We definitely need to pray for our country. We definitely need to pray for what we're going through and for those who are suffering, for those who have been affected by this illness as it's continuing to spread around our country and the world. We need to pray for each other and for support. And as we do that, let's just come together and join in prayer now before we open the word together. Let's pray. Father, as we come before you now, we join together as one. Even though we can't be together personally right now, we know that you are with us. You are in each one of our hearts. The church, Lord, is people, and it's not a place. So wherever we are is where you are and where your church is. And so, Father, I pray that by your Spirit, you would just join us together even now. As we think of one another, as we think of you, and know, Lord, that your Spirit binds us together as one. And we have that unity together. So, Father, I just pray that you would just be with each one listening to me right now, that you would just encourage them with your presence, with your peace. Lord, it's been a very troubling week. It's been a very uncertain week. A lot has been going on. But, Lord, you're in control. And, Lord, we trust you. None of this has taken you by surprise. And Lord, you are Lord even over this. And so, Father, calm our hearts. We look to you. We just pray, Lord, that your presence and your peace would surround each one who is listening at this moment. And they would sense your nearness. They would sense your presence because nothing can separate us from you. Nothing can separate us from one another. Lord, we long for the day that this will pass and we'll be able to be together again in person. But until that time, our hearts are joined. Our hearts are joined in love. Our hearts are joined through the Spirit. Our hearts are joined as we support one another in any way we can. Lord, we lift up to you our nation. We lift up to you our president, our leaders who are dealing with this crisis. Lord, give them wisdom. It changes from day to day. And Father, give them the wisdom to know how to deal with this. We pray for those who are suffering, for those who have been afflicted. We just pray, Lord, for healing for them. We pray for those, Lord, families who have lost loved ones. We just pray for comfort. And Father, we pray for protection for all of us. We pray that you would keep us in your hand. You keep us under the shelter of your wings and under your fine protection. We pray that your angels would surround us and keep us, Lord, in the palm of your hand and safe. We just ask for health and safety for each of us. We just pray for our first responders who are seeking or on the front lines and seeking to bring help. We just pray for protection for them and for strength for them and the many involved in this. And Father, we ask that you would bring a quick end to this. We just pray, Lord, that you enable this to pass. And Lord, we just rely on you. And in all things, from day to day, we trust you. And in the good and the bad, we praise you. We thank you for your presence that sustains us. And now, Lord, as we open your word together, we pray that you would encourage us as we gather around your word in these days and in these times of uncertainty. We definitely need a word from you. So, Lord, speak to our hearts, quiet our hearts before you. And we pray that your presence would fill us and your spirit would fill us even now, speaking through your living word. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles at home, and I know you do, I'd ask you to turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. And I sent out on the email a sermon outline for you to follow at home as you're listening to the message, so that you can write in as we're going through the teaching, as you're listening to this at home. And we're going to be focusing on Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. And in the times of what's going on around us, I just feel led to take a break from our Hebrew study that we've been doing, because with what we're going through right now, it just felt the Lord had a different word for us. We need to address the situation we were in. We'll come back to our Hebrew study later when we come back together again, when the Lord allows that to happen, that we can gather together again in person. But for now, let's go to Habakkuk chapter 3, and I'm going to begin at verse 16. I'll be reading through the end of this book as we study and hear from God's word together today. Habakkuk writes, the Lord says, beginning in verse 16, I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come upon the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in my God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of the deer. He enables me to go to the heights. And the Lord always adds his blessing on the reading and hearing of his word. It is definitely no doubt that we are living in very difficult and challenging and unsettling days. And I'm sure many people have a lot of questions, and maybe you at home listening to this may have a lot of questions and anxieties as well about what the future holds for us and where is God in the midst of all this. And those questions are real, and those questions are understandable for us to have times of anxiety and doubts and wonder in the midst of what we see going around us, especially when we hear the news reports every day. We're not alone in those feelings. And hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, there was a prophet named Habakkuk that had the same kind of feelings, same kind of questions, the same kind of concerns as he was looking about what was going on in his day. He lived in troublesome times as well. And the nation of Judah at that time that he was living in was experiencing all kinds of hardship, and evil was running abound. And he looked around at the situations of his day, which was very unsettled. And he had a lot of questions and a lot of concerns and doubts. And he brought them to God. And he was troubled by what he saw. And he raised objections to God. And that's what the book of Habakkuk is about. Chapter 1 deals with his questions and complaints that he brought to God. And wanted to know, Lord, where are you in the midst of all the trouble around me that I see? Maybe you have those same questions. Where is God in the midst of this? Chapter 2 was when he sat back and he waited. And he waited for God to respond and answer, Lord, what? I'm going to wait for you to answer my questions, my complaints that I bring to you. By the time we arrive at chapter 3, in the scripture that I just read for us, chapter 3, he comes to a place of rest. He comes to a place of acceptance and trust and praise. And chapter 3 really is a hymn of praise and a prayer to the Lord. After the Lord answered him, and the Lord brought peace and answer to his questions that he had, he settled with a place of peace and contentment. And in the midst of it, his situations did not change. The circumstance around him did not change at the time. But what changed was his heart. And as he brought his complaints to the Lord, and the Lord answered them for him, it gave him some reassurance. And he was able to come to the end of this book and praise him. with words of such as, even though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, and the olive tree crop fails, and the fields produce no food, and there's no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, and economic failure was going and was collapsing around him. He said, even though I've lost all of that, yet I will rejoice in my Lord, and I will praise him. And he came to that point of rest, and he was able to sing Faith Song. And some, you may not be feeling like singing Faith Song today. And it's hard to sing that song of praise and to rejoice in the Lord and out of faith, be joyful and be confident in the midst of the days we're living. And that's understandable and that's hard. But the Lord's message to us is that it's possible. And we can learn from Habakkuk how we can develop a strong faith in these days of uncertainty we're living in. And how there's three ways that we can continue to keep singing Faith Song, even when it's difficult. And even when the situations around us that we find ourselves in are very dark and very dismal at this moment. So let's study the word together and see these three truths that we can gain from Habakkuk. How can we keep singing Faith Song in the midst of hard, difficult days, in the midst of uncertainty? Well, the first thing we discover together is we need to wait on God no matter how long it takes. He says in verse 16, I will wait patiently. And I admit, friends, it is hard to wait. And right now we're in this time when we can't go outside. We're in this time when we can't go anywhere and we're kind of in our homes. And we're waiting for this to pass. And we're wondering, how long will it be? How long will this be over? How long? Habakkuk felt the same thing. If you turn to chapter 1, verse 2. He says, how long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? And he poured out that first complaint to the Lord. And maybe you're feeling that, Lord. How long will this be? How long will we have to shelter in place? How long is this threat going to be till it passes? How long till life gets back to normal again? We long for those days. We long that we can come back together and meet in person. But when we wait on God, no matter how long it takes, there's a couple things that we will discover. That when we learn to wait on him, because his timing is not ours, he's in control, he knows what he's doing. And when we wait on him, we will discover that our complaining will be transformed into trust. And that's what happened with Habakkuk. As he poured out his complaints to the Lord, and he said, how long will this be? And I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to wait for you to answer. We find by the end of the book that through him learning to wait on God, his complaining turned into trust. And he said, even though the fig tree doesn't bud and all this is going on around me, I'm just going to wait on you. I'm going to rely on your timing. I'm going to trust in your will. I'm going to trust in your goodness, even though I don't understand it. We're dealing with this present situation right now that our nation and our country is in. But also maybe you have present situations personally that you've been praying for. Burdens that you have personally. Personal burdens and concerns that you have for you or that you're in. And you wonder, Lord, how long is this going to pass in my life? How long is it going to be till you do something about this? And the Lord's answer was, I will, just wait. In chapter 2, verse 2, he says, the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. God in his timing will bring it through and will come through the end of this. We may have to go some more dark days, but the end is coming. And just as the same in the book, we know at the end of the book, we know that we're going to go through some dark times, but the Lord's going to return. Everything will make it through, and he'll give us strength. So wait on him. It may take a while. We don't know how long we're in this time. Only God knows that. And that's part of the frustration. That's part of the anxiety. That's part of the feeling that we have, because it's out of our control. It's uncertainty can give us fear. But God knows. He's already at the end. And he knows, and we just wait on him no matter how long it takes, and that complaining will be transformed to trust. He's on the throne. He's in control. But also as we wait on him, no matter how long it takes, anxiety will be transformed into rest. Our complainings turn into trust, but our anxiety is transformed into rest. He says in verse 16, I will wait patiently. I will just wait. I'll put it in your hands. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I'm going to get rid of my anxiety, my fears, and I'm just going to leave it in your hands, Lord, and rest in you, rest in your goodness, rest in your plan, rest in the fact that you're in control, rest in the fact that you have this. Rest in the fact that you're on the throne and you're greater than any sickness that's going on around me. And that you will bring this to an end. So we can continue to sing faith song when we learn to wait on God no matter how long it takes. And it may be a while. And we pray that it's quickly, but we don't know. And just keep waiting and keep looking to the Lord. And those who wait on the Lord, the scripture says, he will renew our strength. And he will give us the strength we need in these days. So we can keep singing faith song by waiting on God no matter how long it takes. But second, we can keep singing faith song in difficult days when we worship God no matter what the circumstance. Verse 17 and 18 says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, and though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, and though there is no sheep in the pens and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in my Savior. It's easy to rejoice and to worship the Lord when things are going well. But when we're living in dark days like this, it is harder to worship God. But he wants us to worship him in everything. The scripture says, rejoice in the Lord. And I tell you again, rejoice. And no matter what the circumstance will be, we can have joy in our heart because joy is not based on the circumstance. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And we could still worship God. And some amazing things happen when we worship him. In the midst of hardship, in the midst of uncertainty, we see many times in the scripture where people of faith have worshiped the Lord in the midst of dark days, as Paul and Silas, bound in prison, worshiped the Lord at midnight and praised him in those times of trial. And we as well. And when we worship him, no matter what the circumstances, several things will happen because of what it does for us and as well as what it does for God. But when we worship him, our attitude will change. And that's one of the things it does for us. It gives glory to the Lord in the midst of everything, but our attitude will change because instead of living under the circumstances, worship enables us to live above the circumstance. And you may ask how you feel under these times. Say, okay, for the circumstance, under the circumstances. And sometimes you ever ask somebody that, how you feel. And they say, oh, under the circumstances, I'm doing okay. And maybe that's how you feel. Under the circumstances that we're in right now, we feel okay. But as we worship God, he helps us to live above the circumstances. Because our attitude and our focus goes up to him and not on the situation we're in. Yes, it's difficult, but we put our focus and our perspective on the Lord because our attitude changes to that of praise and that of our focus changes off of the circumstances that we're in and onto the Lord himself. When we put our eyes on the circumstances and the storms we're in, that's when fear and anxiety comes, and it can get awful dark. And it can get awful fearful because the storm that we're in right now is a furious one going around us. And in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27, and we see this story again in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Jesus' disciples were on the boat, and they were fishing, and they were fishermen. And Jesus had sent them across the sea, and he was in the boat with them, and they were going across the Sea of Galilee on a calm night. And they were sailing to the other side, and they were fishermen. They were used to fishing. They were used to sailing. That was something they were normally accustomed to doing. But we're told that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a furious storm came up. Just so furious it was that it started to shake the boat, and the wind and the waves were coming really high, and it was swamping the boat, and the disciples were terrified. They were crying out in fear. And it was a furious storm that had caught them by surprise. It came from nowhere. No one's seen it. No one was prepared. And maybe that's how you feel about this right now we're in. We're in the middle of a storm that came from nowhere. Just a couple weeks ago, life was going on as normal. And now we find ourselves in the midst of this storm and it's raging around us. And yes, we can be fearful. And the disciples were. And they cried out in fear. And they said, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care we're about to drown here? We're about to go under. Our boat's about ready to sink. Do something. And with their eyes on the circumstances and the storms around them, they were overcome with fear and they forgot something. That Jesus was present in the boat with them. That he was asleep. He was resting there. And they woke him up and they forgot that Jesus was right with them. His presence was in the boat in the midst of the storm. And he stood up and he said, peace, be still. Peace, be still. And the wind died down and the storm stopped and all came calm. And they bowed down and they were amazed and they said, who is this man? And they fell down in worship and said, who is this man that even the wind and the wave and the sea obey him? And it shows his Lord over everything. And their perspective changed. Their focus changed off of the storm, off of the situation, and onto Jesus and his presence with them. And that's what worship can do. And Jesus is Lord of all. And he demonstrated that by the wind and the waves ceasing at his word, that he is Lord over his creation. He's Lord over this sickness. He's Lord over our lives. And his presence is with us in the midst of this storm. He is in your boat. Yes, the waves are blowing. The wind is howling. The boat is rocking. We may feel like we're going to be swamped, but Jesus is present. And worship him no matter what the circumstances. Habakkuk said, even though the fig tree doesn't bud, there's no grapes in the vines, the olive crop fails, the fields are producing no food, there's all this economic collapse around me. Everything is, but yet, I will rejoice in my Lord, in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God my Savior. And he still sang Faith Song in the midst of all that he was facing. Wait on God no matter how long it takes. We'll get through these days. We'll get through these weeks together as we together come before the Lord, as we together come before him, as we together look to him. No matter how long it takes, wait on his time. Because his timing is always perfect. And worship God no matter what the circumstance. Because in it, our focus is taken off the storm we're in and put on Christ who is present with us. But the third way we can sing Faith Song, we see in the last verse of this book, chapter 3, verse 19. And that is to walk with God no matter how difficult it may be. To continue to walk with him, even when it's difficult. And no doubt, these are difficult days. And you may feel that you don't have the strength to go on, but God gives us the strength that we need to continue to walk with him hand in hand through these days. Because he will give us the strength. It says, verse 19, that the sovereign Lord is my strength. And he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. And he enables me to go on to the heights. Walking with him, even in difficult days, seeking him because he is our refuge and he is our strength. He is our ever-present help with us in times of trouble. He is our fortress. And he gives us the strength that we need to bound through life's challenges like a deer. He says, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. And if ever you watched a deer, they can bound, they can leap, they can jump. They're swift. And he gives us that strength to be able to bound even through these difficult days and through life's challenges with his strength because we can't do it on ourselves. If we try to walk through these days in our own strength, our strength is going to fail us. We always need the Lord, but this reminds us that our hope and our strength is going to be found in him. And he gives that to us. He also gives us the strength that we need to climb the high mountains. And he says, he enables me to go on the heights. And definitely you may feel like we have a mountain in front of us. But faith, the scripture says, Jesus said, if we have faith, we can believe that, say, to that mountain, and it can be moved. And God can give us faith to climb this mountain and the strength to climb this mountain and to make it through these days. And the mountain ahead of us, is however difficult it may be, God can give us the strength to get over it and through it and around it. New heights spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Continue to walk with God. Use these days. When we are home, our schedule was changed. Use these days to take that time to deepen your faith on Him, to deepen your reliance on Him, to take more time in His Word, take more time to cultivate your relationship with Him and on that walk with Him, knowing that He is journeying with you. He never leaves us and He never forsakes us. He's walking along your side, giving you the strength in these days to continue to walk with Him no matter how difficult it may be. We can't face these days alone. We can only face them through Him. And He is our strength. And He is our salvation. So I encourage you to continue to sing faith song in these days. Don't be dismayed because He is our God. Don't give in to fear because He is with us. But continue to sing that song of faith. And encourage you to spread faith instead of fear in these days. And wait on God no matter how long it may be. He will get us through, but continue to wait on Him, His timing. It's always right and perfect. Worship God no matter what the circumstance is that we're facing, no matter this and any circumstance we come, continue to worship Him and rejoice in Him. And continue to walk with Him no matter how hard and difficult it may be. Because God gives us the strength that we need to bless and to carry us through. Though there is no crops in the field, and there is no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice, and I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Before we close, I just want to share the words of a hymn with you, and then I'll be having a closing prayer and then a closing blessing together. But just want to share the words of a hymn from one that we sing many times as we come together to worship. And we get encouragement from the scripture and also from the hymns themselves. And I hope that you've been getting encouragement from the daily emails that's been coming out as we've been staying in touch together. But this just a reminder again. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, we can cast all our care upon Him because He cares for you. And not to be dismayed whatever we face, because they're in God's hands. In the words of this hymn, I just want to share it with you again. And you can even just sing along with this in your mind as an act of worship to the Lord. But it says, be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Through days of toil and heart, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon His breast, for God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Keep that on your mind, on your heart this week, dear friends, that no matter what we go through, no matter what the days are ahead, no matter what in these times of uncertainty, that God will take care of you. He holds you in His hand. He covers you with His feathers, and under His wings we find refuge. And in that, we are comforted. I want to share a word of prayer with you, and then I want to give you a final blessing from our Lord as we continue, bring our time to a close. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the comfort that it brings us. That even in the midst of difficult days, we can continue to sing faith song. We can continue with faith to praise You, and worship you because you are good in all things. And Lord, help us to learn the lessons of Habakkuk. That, yes, he was dismayed by what he saw around him. His heart was shaken. He was really bothered by it. And he brought it to you. And he found that place of rest when you answered him. And when you spoke to him through your word. And I pray, Lord, as well, that you did that in our heart today. And every time we come to your word, that when we bring our concerns, our burdens, our anxieties, our cares, our troubles to you, and we lay them at your feet, we wait, and through your word, you bring us hope. Through your word, you bring us strength. Through your word, we're able to have our shaking heart unsettled again, because you are our rock and you are our fortress. And your word brings us comfort and strength, that we can learn to praise you in the midst of all that we go through. That we can learn to continue to walk with you, no matter, even in difficult days. And Lord, that we can learn to say, as Habakkuk did, even though there's no crops in the field, even though there's no fruit on the trees, even though there's pestilence and sickness around, yet I will praise you, yet I will rejoice in you, and I will wait for you to bring it to pass. And help us, Lord, to continue to sing faith song in these days, because you've called us to be people of faith. That's when our faith is real and genuine. In times like this, that's when people see the hope that we have through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, I ask your blessing, your encouragement, your strength to be upon each one listening at home. Anyone who hears this, Lord, that your comfort, your grace, your spirit would sustain them and encourage them and settle their anxious heart through you. Thanking you, Lord, that you care for us, you strengthen us, and you never forsake us. You will get us through these days, and we look to you. So may your comfort and your peace and your grace abide. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to leave you, dear friends, with the words and the blessing of Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 27. And this is Jesus' word to you this week as you go about this week, as you continue to go through these days and in the days of this week ahead. This is his final word to you that I want to leave with you. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. May God's blessing, peace, grace, and love be with you all. Amen.